Our reading today comes from Ephesians 5, beginning at verse 5. Being greedy, indecent or immoral is just another way of worshipping idols. You can be sure that people who behave in this way will never be part of the kingdom that belongs to Christ and to God. Don't let anyone trick you with foolish talk. God punishes everyone who disobeys him and says foolish things. So don't have anything to do with anyone like that. You used to be like people living in the dark, but now you are people of the light because you belong to the Lord. So act like people of the light and make your light shine. Be good and honest and truthful, and as you try to please the Lord, don't take part in doing those worthless things that are done in the dark. Instead, show how wrong they are. It is disgusting even to talk about what is done in the dark. In the light, but the light will show what these things are really like. Light shows up everything, just as the scriptures say. Wake up from your sleep and rise from death, then Christ will shine on you. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, I think we should pray for Simon as he comes and opens up God's word. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for Simon. We thank you for the way that you have been working in and through him this week as he opens up your word and has been reflecting on it. We know, Lord, you've been speaking to him, and we pray that you would give us open ears now and open hearts. As he speaks to us, may we hear you speak to us and your word penetrate by your spirit those things in us that need to change. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Just let the people land. Good morning, everyone. I hope you find you all well this morning. Already we find ourselves in the last Sunday of June and speeding rapidly towards the summer holidays. Who's looking forward to the summer holidays? I know Heather is. Can't think why. If any of you don't know, ask her afterwards over coffee and she'll be able to tell you exactly how long it is to the end of term. To the minute. But as we speed our way towards the summer holidays, we're drawing towards the end of the first section of our study of the questions and answers that make up the New City Catechism. This detailed framing of what it is we believe. This exercise in learning the fundamental tenets of our faith as Christians. Last week, we were thinking about idolatry. That whole idea of allowing or deliberately putting something else or someone else in the place that is rightly the place that belongs to God. Paul in Romans says, they exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. You're allowed to say amen, it's okay. As we thought last week, all of us do this. The things we put in the center of our lives where only God deserves to be. So this week, as Lee has said, we explore this question. Will God allow our disobedience and idolatry to go unpunished. Sounds a very serious and perhaps slightly scary question, and we're going to try to unpack that as we go along this morning. There was a particular word that came to my mind when I started considering this question. I wonder if you can guess what it is. Here's a clue. Talk in your pews and see if you can come up with the word I'm thinking of. Just have a buzz to the people next to you. What one word do you think I might have been thinking about? Vicky's got a contented look on her face. Ian, have you got the mic?
Oh, it's in
the bag. Oh, there it is. Anybody got any ideas? I'm going to go over here. Have you got an idea?
I've got Mum's idea.
You've got Mum's idea, okay. What word?
Oh, she's forgotten.
Liberty. Liberty,
okay. Anything else? Anyone else got an offer? Lizzie's got...
Justice.
Nice and loud, Lizzie.
Justice.
Justice. Well done, Lizzie. Justice was the word I was looking for. Do you know what? I always thought that statue, which is on the top of the Old Bailey in London, had a blindfold. Perhaps when it was regilded, Boris had the blindfold taken off. Just saying. That's the Old Bailey. That's right on the top of the Old Bailey. If you stand a little way back from it, probably not actually in the Old Bailey, you probably wouldn't be able to see it from there, but if you stand a bit back from it, you can see that. The Old Bailey, otherwise known as the Central Criminal Court... in London, this place is the representation of where justice is administered in our land. But what is justice? How would we define it? Have a talk in your pews. What do you think? What do you think justice is? There's some very pained looks that I can see from here. It's great. What is justice? Okay. Anybody got any offers? Put your hand up in class, please. Diana's got an offering.
Balance of right and wrong.
Balance of right and wrong. It's very good, that picture of this. I heard down here the wise people at the front here talking about the scales in the thing.
Leah said, you get what you deserve.
Ooh. Good. I like that logic, Lilia. We'll come back to that. Anyone else got any thoughts on justice? Mrs. Sherville is going to give us an opinion. Oh, right. This is Benjamin and Elijah's answer.
They did say that you get what you deserve as well, but they said if you commit a crime, then you're punished, and if you don't commit a crime, then you're set free. So you get what you deserve.
Excellent. Hold those thoughts. I'm not going to go on for any longer. hold those thoughts. This is one definition of justice from the Tintinet. A system of laws in a country that judges and punishes people. Just weigh that for a moment. Our view, a lot of the time, is that justice seems to be about crime and punishment. Slightly more than that, it's ensuring that what is wrong, is discovered and dealt with appropriately and punishment administered. And as our wise people over here said, if you're right, if you're okay, if you've not done wrong, then you've got nothing to worry about. It's about people of a land knowing that if they do something wrong, then there is a punishment for that wrongdoing coming my way if I get caught. So let's have a think about this in practical terms for each of us. In your pews with the people around you, I want you to think about the sorts of things that you might do wrong at home, at school, at work, or generally out in the world each day. What sort of things are they? And also, what would be the punishment that might be coming your way if you're caught? So have a think and a chat about that for a moment.
My immediate response is, can everybody please watch the Introducing God course where all this is made abundant?
You're all right, Evan.
Yeah. The only thing I could think of when I used to work was all those courses I used to take. I think you said pets.
You've clearly all got a lot to say about doing things wrong at home, at school, at work, or in society in general. I'm not going to ask you to share those. It's not like the Adrian Plass sketch where you can turn to the person next to you and confess your sins. But think, exactly. But some of those things you know that are wrong. And some of those things you know what will happen if you're discovered. Can any of the children tell me what that is? Hands up. Who can tell me what that is? Thomas is going to tell me. Hold on, Thomas. Let me walk to you so you can speak into the microphone.
50 miles per hour sign.
Excellent. A 50 mile an hour speed limit. Now, for some reason, BCP Council think that there's a 50 mile an hour speed limit on that road underneath Tower Park. Is it really necessary? It's tricky, isn't it? Always flirting with that driver's awareness test. But what do we think? Is it right that you or other people should get punished for wrongdoing? Is it fair? Our inner sense of justice tells us it is fair. The rules are there. If I go too fast on that road, where I shouldn't, the limit has been set. If I break it and I get caught, I deserve the punishment that's coming my way. If you're told that you mustn't run in the corridor at school and you get caught by a teacher, or probably in my day, worse still, the caretaker, then you deserve the detention you get. Are you allowed to have detentions these days? Oh, that still works, does it? Okay, good. Excellent. We said you deserve what you get. In recent weeks, we've been thinking about the law of God, our Creator, the one to whom we belong, body and soul, in life and death. He set down his law for us, the commandments by which we should live our lives. We've thought especially about the Ten Commandments. Remember, they're up there on the wall. They're so important that we put them on the wall. So that's another group of laws that we must think about. Not just school rules or the rules at work or the rules of the road or the rules about keeping your bedroom tidy. But the rules our Maker has put in place in order to live as he designed us to be. What about when we break them? Our question before us this morning, let's remind ourselves, is will God allow our disobedience, our law breaking, and idolatry, worshipping anything else but God, to go unpunished? What do you think? Let's try something. If you think the answer to that question is yes, I want you to stand up. If you think the answer to that question is no, then you can stay sat down. I'll give you 10 seconds to have a think about it. 10 seconds to think about it, and then I'm going to turn around and say go. Go. People are starting to move. Okay, those of you that stood up, thank you very much. Sit down. Interesting. Very interesting. The answer that the New City Catechism gives us is this. No. God is righteously angry with our sins and will punish them both in this life and in the life to come. It's pretty straight. The God who made everything, us included, is a righteous and pure and holy God. and he cannot tolerate sin. Because he is righteous and always does what is right, he is a God of justice. And so there is a price to pay and a punishment to be administered. And that punishment is that we cannot be with him. Remember, in one of the early questions, we looked at Adam and Eve and how they got deceived by the serpent. And they ate the apple against the specific command of God. Can anyone remember their ultimate punishment? They were excluded from the garden and destined to die. And the reality is that our destiny as well, if we are disobedient or get enslaved by idolatry, is the same. Two verses from our reading today. Being greedy, indecent, or immoral is just another way of worshipping idols. You can be sure that people who behave in this way will never be part of the kingdom that belongs to Christ and to God. Don't let anyone trick you with foolish talk. God punishes everyone who disobeys him and says foolish things. There are some very important things that Paul is highlighting here that we need to take note of, that we need to pay careful attention to. Firstly, he says, and in the CEV, he sticks it in the middle of the verse rather than at the beginning. He says, you can be sure. This is not some wishy-washy, imprecise thing that we can't really know for certain. Paul says we can be sure about this truth. He then says, people who behave this way, the sinful person he describes at the beginning of verse 5, greedy, indecent, immoral, don't deceive yourself. By some degree, that's all of us sat here this morning. Remember from a few weeks ago, Romans 3:23? For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Paul says, it's just another way of worshipping idols. We've heard lots about the danger of this practice. This thing of putting something else or someone else in the place that should be God's. Paul says, don't let anyone trick you with foolish talk. Paul says, don't be deceived. The punishment for sin is due for everyone in the human race. We should be warned, there will be people, perhaps even people from within the church, that will say God is not like that. He's a God of love. He won't punish us because he loves us too much. Paul says, don't let anyone trick you. He says, it simply isn't so. God will punish all who are on the wrong side of his holy and perfect law. It is critical for us to grasp this truth, to understand that all those who have ever lived or will live will, at some point, at God's ordained time, when Jesus returns, have to give account to him for what they have done. Good and bad, right and wrong. And if they fall short, remember poor old Evel Knievel? If they fall short, then there will be a reckoning and a punishment due. I hope we realize what a serious matter our sin is. Do I look at my sin and lament over it? Countless times in the Old Testament, particularly, we see in the Psalms and in the prophets, people truly lamenting for the sin they have committed and their nation has committed. Do we lament enough over our sin? Sadly, and to my shame, I'm sure too often I don't. I try to ignore it and hope it will go away. But God knows. Just as he did when Adam and Eve try to run and hide in the bushes. So, doesn't this leave us in a bit of a fix? If we've all sinned and fallen short, then aren't we all doomed? Aren't we all just stuck waiting for judgment, waiting for punishment? Waiting to be excluded from God's presence for all eternity? Well, yes. But also no. There's a solution, and God has provided it. And Paul has already outlined this for his readers earlier in his letter to the Ephesians. Ephesians 2, verses 1 to 5. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But, because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. Paul says the just end for us was to be punished for our sins, to die, to be separated from God. But God has acted in love and grace and made available a solution for this problem, and the solution is Jesus Christ. He came as the perfect man, the only one who has kept the law in its entirety, who has perfectly lived out what it means to be a human being born in the image of God. And as the Son of God, he came and died on the cross to take the punishment that is ours and satisfy the justice of God. He came and took that punishment for us, that sacrifice that we will remember at communion shortly. has been accepted by the Father, and he then raised Jesus to new life, that all who believe in him might no longer be under the threat of punishment, but instead be made alive in Christ to accrue all the benefits of being the children of God. But, and it's a big but, we need to put our faith in Jesus. We need to say yes to all he has done for us, to accept it was done for me, and then live differently. And that is what the second half of our reading is about this morning. We don't have time to go through it in detail today, but suffice to say, it's about when we understand that we have been saved by Jesus from the awful punishment that was coming our way, when we realize that we've been snatched back from the brink of eternal disaster, then that needs to affect how we live going forwards. It means setting ourselves with the Holy Spirit's help and guidance on a new pathway, a new life walking in the way of light. When we're in Christ, we are no longer destined for punishment, but for all the blessings of the sons and daughters of God. Paul says that this has to then have implications for how we live, how I live today. Verse 8 of our reading. You used to be like people living in the dark. But now, you are people of the light because you belong to the Lord. So act like people of the light. So act like people of the light. Let us this morning resolve to act, to live like people of the light. And if you're here this morning, not sure if you're living in the dark or the light, then don't go home this morning without talking to someone. There are people all around you this morning who would be glad to introduce you to the one who has taken your punishment and who invites you to walk into the light. Amen.